guys. It's Allison Creamer, and I am here with James Walrod. We're at the Daily Grind in Virginia Beach Town Center on Central Park. I wish they had named it Central Park, like the Friends show. I think that was the the restaurant that they would go into. But James is actually wanting to talk today about the Home Path program. With the amount of foreclosures and distressed homes that are in our market, it is starting to rise. We are well into double-digit percentages of those types of properties. So there's some special financing, and you were just going to kind of lay out some of those guidelines.
Absolutely. Fannie Mae right now has a ton of properties that are on the market. They're owned by Fannie Mae, and they are sitting on their books, and they really, really want to get rid of these properties.
So this means these are homes that were foreclosed on.
Correct.
They're not short sales.
Correct.
The bank actually owns them.
That's right.
And when the homeowner bought that home, they used a Fannie Mae loan, a Fannie Mae backed loan, just like we have a VA loan.
Correct.
We have a Freddie Mac.
Correct.
So how would a person know if this is a Fannie Mae home or not? Their realtor?
Their realtor would know, definitely. Their realtor, Allison, can help you look at that. It should be on an MLS mm-hmm. listing that would say that this property is Home Path eligible. Absolutely, any Home Path or any Fannie Mae owned home that is Home Path eligible is supposed to be advertised in that way.
So I can actually look for that specifically if
absolutely.
There's a client that wants to utilize this program that you're about to tell everybody.
That's
about.
Right. That's right. If you are interested in purchasing a home that is a Fannie Mae owned property, there is a specific financing product out there called Home Path. And the reason Fannie Mae's created this program is because they don't want these houses anymore. They're not in the business of selling houses. They're in the business of financing them and insuring the loans that are financing them. Fannie Mae wants to get these off of their books. They've already tried to drop these prices to incredibly low prices to try to get rid of them. And that alone isn't moving these properties as fast as they would like. So what they've done is they've created a product called Home Path. It is only able to be used on these Fannie Mae owned properties. They're going to allow you to do 3-5% down on that property. There is no monthly mortgage insurance with a Fannie Mae, with a Home Path loan, which can save you anywhere from $90 to $200 a month, depending on how much you spend, which is huge. The interest rates are very competitive, and they do not require an appraisal on the property.
Because they already know what the value is.
Because they've already done it, and they already know what it is that they're willing to give up in order to sell that thing.
I think I've been into some of these homes, and they've actually offered other incentives like home warranties. I want to say that I've seen a couple. I don't know if it was company-specific or if it was Fannie Mae that implemented this, but I think some of them do have home warranties on them. They're really trying to put a better product out there for that end buyer.
They do. They are willing to do certain repairs that may be required on a home inspection.
That's right. They know they don't want to finance a house that's crappy.
That's right. They're willing to pay the closing costs on this thing.
Should I say crappy? I don't know.
I think you can say crappy. They're willing to pay closing costs on it as well. So not only are they want to give you good financing on the front end, they're also the seller. So they've got so much skin in the game that they go, let's get this thing sold. If we need to pay a little bit of extra closing costs to get it done, get it done. If we need to fix this home inspection idea, let's do it. Let's make this person happy, get a good loan on our books instead of a foreclosed loan on our books. It's a double win for them because they get rid of this house that's sitting there bleeding on their books and on their budget. They get rid of that, and then they also get a good loan in their portfolio, which is what they're really in the business of
absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. So it's a, even though it says Home Path, that's not the lender. That's the type of program.
Correct.
And anybody can come to you for
correct.
That type of loan. It's
right.
not the lender. I think some people think that they have to go find a Home Path lender by name, but actually Union
right.
Mortgage will be able to service this
Union Mortgage is a Home Path
put
lender.
It together.
Union Mortgage is absolutely a Home Path lender. We are certified to do Home Path loans. So any Fannie Mae properties that somebody sees out there, if they're interested in looking at a Home Path loan, which definitely is a great loan, a very, very unique product, we can absolutely do it for them and help them out.
Hey guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a buyer and you want a portfolio of just these properties, I'd be more than happy to send them to you. All you've got to do is hit the contact me button or send me an email. All my website information is there. If you are really curious about whether or not you qualify for that type of loan, you really need to give James a call.
Yep.
He's going to be the first person that you start with. You really don't want to start with your agent. You want to start with James.
Sure.
Because if you don't qualify for a Home Path loan, then you haven't wasted any time. But he's going to be able to run you through and make sure. Remember, every type of loan has checkboxes. And each checkbox has to be a yes, 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 that you qualify with that criteria. And I'm sure Home Path has its own criteria.
It does.
Is it pretty broad? I mean, is it
It's pretty broad. They're trying to be flexible. I mean, they do want to get rid of these properties. So that's why there's some of those perks as far as low down payments, willing to pay closing costs, no appraisal, things like that to really get these things moving. There is a minimum credit score, which is 660 as of right now, which is not a terribly difficult target to hit.
620 is average across the board now, so it's really not too far off.
It's not too far off. And it doesn't have to be financed with HomePath. That's always the best option.
Right.
But if for some reason we're not going to qualify for HomePath, there are other options to get you a regular FHA loan that may, you know, if you've got a lower credit score, we could do an FHA option, which is equally just as good in its own way. They each have their own advantages, and we can certainly look at both options for you.
Gotcha. All of a sudden, that question just went right out of my mind. I'm getting old. This is crazy.
That's all right.
I just lost it.
That's all right. There is some website resources that we have for HomePath. HomePath.com is actually a really good one that can give you some kind of basic criteria about the type of financing that it is. And you can even look at some of the properties on there. I would recommend that you do talk to Allison if you want to find the properties, because she can actually find out what your criteria are, and you're not going to have to kind of
go through everything.
Yeah, thousands of these homes, because there's a ton of them out there.
I remember now what my question was. There are a lot of people that are looking as investors. This is not an investor loan.
This actually can be an investor loan, which is very cool. The one thing about this that's unique about HomePath is that an investor can purchase a property with as little as 15% down.
Instead of 20.
Normally it's 20, and if you want to get the absolute best interest rate that's out there, they want 25% down. HomePath will let you buy it as an investor for 15% down. With no appraisal and no mortgage insurance. So that is a great question.
Yeah, and I have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of investors out there who are looking to, you know, obviously build their portfolio.
That's
if they
right.
can get the value down, then they can put a renter in there. And these homes, I tell you, I'm almost positive I've been in several. They're not falling apart.
Sure.
They're good quality homes.
Sure, absolutely. The HomePath financing for investors is aimed more towards that person who maybe owns their primary residence and is considering getting into the investor market,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe has one other rental property and they want to kind of get another one, build their portfolio up a little bit. It's not really designed for the full-time investor.
Right.
But for someone who is saying, hey, you know what? I maybe own one or another home and I'm really, really thinking about taking advantage of this market and getting another rental property, HomePath is a great, great product for them. Like I said,
I might have to go look for that myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be my lender?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll talk after this. But 15% down and no mortgage insurance on an investment property, that is extremely competitive and hasn't existed in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Well, James, thank you so much.
Sure.
I think we're going to get some calls.
Okay.
So you guys call James. He'll tell you if you qualify. Call me. I'll give you the list, and we'll get you into your new home soon.
Yep. My number in the office is 757-351-6408, and I'll be happy to hear from you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.